This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about limitations, more specifically, what limitations you are placing on yourself. And the reason that this one is so important and the reason I wanted to bring this to you guys today is because, honestly, I see athletes do this to themselves all the time. And I know because I've done this to myself in the past before. And whatever you're actually focused on, whether you're focused on building a career as an athlete, whether you're focused on, you know, building a business, just whatever it might be, people limit their potential. And people do this for a wide variety of reasons. Some people are, you know, raised in an environment where they're not raised in the best, you know, most positive type of environment. And they put those kind of limitations on themselves that, you know, that's just what life is. Or, you know, one thing I see a lot is with relationships, you know, people put themselves in bad positions, like they put themselves with the wrong partners because they had bad examples of relationships growing up. So in their mind, relationships aren't designed to be happy. They're designed to just exist. And, you know, there are so many limitations we put on ourselves every day, but we're going to focus in specifically on limitations we see athletes put on themselves every day. Before we get into that, though, just as an example, one of the biggest ones that I grew up with was that coaches are poor. You know, if you get into this industry of coaching, you're going to barely be able to scrape by paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, like you might be able to survive, you might not. But coaching does not make money. And that was ingrained into me literally from day one. I've wanted to coach since I was 13 years old. And that was just ingrained into me from day one. You know, if you're going to do this for a living, understand that you are going to be poor, you're barely going to be able to afford to live. But if you're willing to do that, then coaching can be for you. And for a long time, I embodied that. I just accepted the fact that if I was going to do this for a living, I wasn't going to be able to, you know, provide myself a very nice life. But at least within the life that I provided myself, I was going to be doing what I actually enjoyed. And I had accepted that until last year when I met a business coach specifically that helps personal trainers grow businesses. And so, you know, within 3 months, I tripled the size of my company. And now over a year later, I'm over four times the size that I was with people working for me in the back end that I didn't have before. Now, not that money is my primary motivator, but for the longest time, I just believed that if this is what I did for a living, I wasn't going to make money. And so I operated in a way that did not promote me making a good living. And there's a weird thing in the world of coaching where, you know, if you want the money, then you're not in it for the right reasons or anything like that. And I remember just plain and simple, one of the mindset lessons that this coach taught me was money isn't evil. Like if you have money, you can support your family. If you have money, you can buy things that you need. If you have money, you can be comfortable and not stressing out all the time, month to month, about how you're going to pay your bills. So instead of viewing it as this evil thing that you're not supposed to want, view it as something that allows you to be a better coach. Because if I'm not stressing about paying my bills, then I'm able to put that energy that would be stressing about that more into clients. So, you know, not that I'm like, you know, crazy wealthy or anything now, but the ability to actually learn how to change my mindset around, you know, coaches always being poor and coaches not making money has allowed me to go from barely surviving to being able to actually build up a savings account and, you know, survive comfortably and even have a little bit left over. And the reason I tell you guys this is because that transformation, in theory, was easy. You know, it took me 3 months to triple the size of my business. But the hardest part of the whole thing was mentally wrapping my head around the fact that having a little more money in the bank wasn't a bad thing. Having a little more money in the bank didn't mean that I was a sellout of a coach. It just meant that I was learning how to properly operate a business. And The reason that I bring that to you guys is because for so long, I felt guilty about that for months about like, you know, I'm not dirt poor anymore. So that means that, you know, I sold out for the money. It's like, what? But it was so ingrained into me that if I was to do this for a living, I wasn't supposed to make money, that it felt wrong to have more than just enough to survive coming in. Now, the reason that I speak about this and the reason that I bring that to you is because this is something I see athletes do to themselves on a daily basis. Not necessarily around money. That was just an easy example from my own life that I think some of you all can relate to, but about their careers as a whole. In the gym the other day, I asked two of my athletes a question, and I want to pose it to you all as well. I basically said, these guys were both MMA fighters, and I basically said, when you watch the UFC, how do you view those athletes? You know, if you're watching the champion in your division, how do you view him? Are you viewing him as, you know, this like superhuman, like, oh my God, I wish I could get to that level one day? Or are you viewing him as, you know, how would I defend what he does? How would I go about a fight with him? And the reason I ask that, and I want you guys to think about it too, is because so many of us view people that are at higher levels than us as superhumans. You know, we view these people as the idols. And I know that old expression, train until your idol becomes your rival. But if you continue to view them as an idol, you continue to view them as this larger than life figure, then you are not going to be able to put yourself in the position of having them as your rival because you view them as better than you. And right now they might be. But what I want to really reinforce with this is the limiting beliefs that we put on ourselves. Because if you are right now, you know, in the lower levels of the pros, or, you know, you're in the amateurs looking to turn pro, you should be looking at those higher level guys, those UFC fighters or those higher top level people, and looking at how you would go about competing with them. And the reason you want to be thinking about this stuff even early is because you want to humanize them. You want to set it in your mind that if you're standing across the cage staring at the world champion, you belong in that cage. You want to set it in your mind that if you are warming up for your fight, you put your gloves on and those gloves say UFC, you deserve to have those gloves on. But so many people see it as like the end goal and they don't see themselves as that end product. So they always have that view that they're not there yet because they could be better. And the news for you guys, even at your best, you can be better. So instead of looking at the top level as, you know, this unattainable, incredible goal that, you know, oh, hopefully I'll get there one day, start reframing it. Start understanding that that top level is achievable for you. And now it's just about showing that you deserve to be there. And day to day, how do you show you deserve to be there? You show you deserve to be there by showing up to the gym for every training session, giving everything you've got to every training session, taking better care of your nutrition, your recovery, all of the different aspects that create a top-level athlete. And if you can continuously do that, you're going to hit the point that you deserve to be there, and you're going to get that call. But when you get that call, instead of it being, oh my God, it's the end goal, and like coming into it almost starstruck, you're coming into it understanding that you belong. And simply by making that shift, understanding you belong and knowing that you are in the right place, because if you didn't deserve to be there, you wouldn't have gotten that call, you approach that first fight differently. You approach that first fight with the energy, understanding that you're there for a reason, and the person across the cage from you is not some superhuman because they've been there for a while. They are just like you. They started in the same position as you. They walked into the gym for the first time, having not done this before, just like you. And the more you can understand that, the more you can realize that, the better you're going to be able to approach those higher levels of competition. So on top of that, this is obviously just one example, but what I want you guys to take from the episode today is think about the other limiting beliefs you have on yourself. So, you know, the one that I gave earlier was in my own career, coaches are supposed to be poor. You know, if you coach for a living, you are not going to make money. And instead of thinking that way, now my thought is You just need to learn how to better operate a business. And the same thing, if you're sitting there and you're going, man, I'm not good enough to compete at the highest level, right now, maybe you're right. But that doesn't mean that you can't ever be good enough to compete at the highest level. But instead of always having this quote unquote humble attitude where you say, oh, you know, yeah, but other people are better and, you know, other people deserve it more. And oh, I'm not that good anyway. Start building yourself. Start understanding your worth. Start understanding what level you are at and how you can be better tomorrow. Because that was a huge piece as well of me switching that mindset around and, you know, not feeling guilty about running a successful business anymore, but actually understanding that I'm succeeding because I've put the work into deserving the success that I'm seeing. That was another huge part of that, was not being humble. And that sounds douchey to say, but being humble so often turns into people basically just saying, you know, oh, there are other people that are better than me. Oh, I'm not that good anyway. It's like, well, as a coach, as an example, why would athletes want to work with you if, oh, I'm not that good anyway? No, they want the best coach. So show up every day and try to be the best fucking coach. I'm not delusional to think that there's not more that I need to know. I'm not delusional to think that, you know, I'm some absolutely phenomenal out of this world human that's doing things that nobody's ever doing. But I'm also confident enough to know that I'm very fucking good at what I do. And that if an athlete starts working with me, they're going to get great results. And this is the mindset you guys need to come into competitions with too. Yes, understand that there's always better. There's always higher levels. Until you are at the top of the top of the top of the top, there is always going to be someone better than you. But don't come into competitions with that attitude of, oh, there are always people that are going to be better than me. Come into that competition fucking confident. Rely on the work that you've done to provide you with the confidence you need to reach the levels you want to achieve. So outside of just seeing yourself at higher levels, what other limiting beliefs do you place on yourself? What other things do you tell yourself that plain and simple just might not be true? You know, again, as an example for myself from previous parts of my life, I always would tell myself that I wasn't good at speaking. I always would tell myself that, you know, that just wasn't a strength for me. And so the first podcasts that I did, I was sweating behind the knees. Like, I was so nervous. I was so uncomfortable. I hated every second of it. I didn't want to listen back to it. It's like, but I did it because it was awkward and it was uncomfortable. And I knew that if I kept doing it, I would get better at it. And so I improved. So it's like, by taking away the limitations, by taking away that mentality of, no, I'm not good at this, and starting to actually just work at it, you're going to see the improvements you need to see. So if there's a skill in your game, if there's something that you do that you're not confident in, don't just sit and say, I'm not good in this area, I don't do well in this area, whatever it is. Understand that you need to work at it. Understand that you need to work at becoming better in that area. You need to make the improvements in that area so that you can see the confidence you're looking for. And plain and simple, that's the way to overcome those limiting beliefs when they come up. You know, so many people are so focused on limiting themselves, you know, not wanting to see the potential of higher levels, not wanting to, not wanting to be cocky, so not wanting to say that they're good at something, that they put these limitations on themselves. But if you could take that same attitude that you put in trying to look humble into actually being confident in what you're doing, think about how much further you can get. That mentality that I wasn't good at speaking, I now have 270 plus podcast episodes out. Is it the best podcast in the world? Probably not. Is it way fucking better than it was at episode one? Yeah. Because you kept showing up for it. I kept doing more. I kept doing it, even though it was uncomfortable, even though at times I didn't enjoy it. But I kept putting that foot forward because I know that as a business owner, speaking is a great skill to have. And the more I did it, the more comfortable I would get with it. The more comfortable I would get with it, the better I would get. So it's the same thing for you guys. Look at where you're weak in your game and tell yourself, I am going to improve in this area. And then not only that, look at where you're strong in the game and tell yourself, I'm very fucking good at this area of my game. And the more you can do that, the better you are going to get in every area. Because so much of your skill relies on your mental ability. So much of what you put forward in competition and in training every day relies on what you think about yourself. If you're trying to humble yourself all the time, trying to step back, trying to, you know, not be the center of attention, no, that's fine. But the guy who's willing to throw his hand up and say, I'm in for the next drill, and the guy who's willing to fail over and over and over again until he fucking gets it, is the guy that's going to pass you, or the girl that's going to pass you. Understand that. Throwing your hand up, putting yourself in the fire, doing what you can to improve in the areas you're weak and reinforce the areas that you're strong in. These are the ways we improve. And these are the ways we get past those limiting beliefs that we place on ourselves. So that's it for me. I hope you guys got some value from this. If you did, I would love to know what it is. And so make sure to send me a message on social media. The ways to do that are going to be all linked in the show notes below. On top of that, make sure to share the show with a friend, share the show with a teammate, share the show with somebody who needs to hear this message. My goal with this podcast is to touch a lot more on the mental aspect of the game. Because honestly, without it, guys, we've got nothing. And being able to learn those little pieces of the puzzle is just the way that you see success in the sport. So I appreciate you. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. Thank you again, and see you next time.